Good morning, everyone. Happy Monday, and welcome to another episode of Mommy Talks with Mina. How is everyone doing? It is a new week, a new start to the week. So I hope everyone had a good weekend and that everyone is looking forward to a good week ahead. I just wanted to say thank you for all of my listeners, my devoted listeners who have been tuning in to every episode since season one. I really appreciate you all. I have some fun things that I'm planning that will be happening more than likely in the fall. Not sure exactly yet about what month, but I'm planning on doing a little Mommies and Mimosas Zoom event where we will get on Zoom, where we can chat, we can get to know one another, we can ask questions and have dialogue. And my whole purpose of doing this is to create a sisterhood, to create a bond where us as mothers can bounce ideas off of one another. If we have a question in an area or topic that we need help in, we can ask that question and hopefully get some sort of advice or help in that area. So that is why I want to start doing Mommies and Mimosas events. And I'm planning and thinking about doing it in the fall. Like I said, I'm not sure as to what month it would be in, but I'll definitely keep you all posted. So I would say if you're not already following me on Instagram at Mommy Talks with Nina, please follow me so you will stay updated on everything and what's to come. And when it's time, you can register. And I think it will be a great time and a great thing that we'll do. So this segues into today's episode, today's topic, which is episode 5 on sisterhood and unity. So I feel like now more than ever before, I feel like it is just so important for us as women to create a sisterhood so that we can power and uplift one another. So you might be saying to yourself, well, Nina, doesn't that start from within? And yes, it does. But after you start with yourself, why not then help your fellow sisters? And that can be having a group of friends, creating a sisterhood, a bond, working together, uplifting each other, where you motivate one another and you hold each other accountable. And maybe when it comes to that, you can create a group and have that bond where you set goals for yourself. You set goals for one another. You meet up in person or you meet up virtually to create a sort of check-in. And during this check-in in the groups, you can see how everyone's doing. You can also maybe decide to do daily, monthly FaceTiming. And I know that with some of my group of girlfriends, we have been trying to do that, especially with the pandemic and everything that's been going on. And when we were in lockdown, we would try to FaceTime regularly, or we would text each other in our group text to just keep in touch. FaceTiming is definitely important, or Zoom, whichever platform you like to use. And it's a great way to stay connected with your friends in a time where we aren't really meeting up as much. And I know some friends or some females can find it hard to find friends and girlfriends and group of girlfriends. And I know that's often the case for a lot of women. A lot of women that I have spoken to or met might only have a couple of girlfriends that they feel very close to, or a couple of girlfriends that they have that bond with, that maybe one girlfriend that they'll call when they're not feeling that great. They'll call when they just need some advice or they need help. So I think it's important. You don't have to have a large group of girlfriends. You don't have to have 10, 15. Even if you just have that one or two friends that you know that you can call on that will be there for you is so important. So I have some tips for a positive group of sisterhood. So a positive group of sisterhood would be, one is being around positive energy. I know all of us, we are not always positive. I know sometimes we have those negative thoughts or negative things that come into our mind, and I'm not saying that you have to be happy all the time or positive all the time, because no one is perfect. But I'm saying that even during those times of fear or uncertainty or those challenging times, you try to stay as positive and as hopeful as you can in whatever situation you might be going through. If you have a friend who's just constantly negative, or you have a friend group where the women are just constantly negative, like about each other, or negative about anything that's going on, maybe you just have to reevaluate that group of friends. You want group number two, friends that you can check in with, friends that you can call, friends that you can text, friends that you can FaceTime with, friends that you know that they're a phone call away. You can text them at any moment in time, any day, and know that they will be there to help you and they will be there to support you. Number three, you want to be each other's cheerleader. So if you have a friend who's graduating from getting her master's, if you have a friend who got a promotion at her job, if you have a friend who just recently got married or had a baby, you want to be that friend to congratulate her, and vice versa. You want to be each other's cheerleaders, motivators, and you want to always be rooting for your friend. You want to applaud your friend for her wins and her losses. Now, it's always great to applaud your friend on the very highs, like I said, like a promotion or a new job or a new house or a new move to another state. But also some of those losses can also be applauded in a sense as well, because maybe your friend might have, let's say, has less hours at her job because of the pandemic and she's working from home. Maybe she doesn't work as many hours from home now, and maybe this decline of hours could actually be a positive thing, because maybe she's able to spend more time with her husband or her boyfriend, or maybe she's able to spend time with her kids or just herself. So what might look as a loss might also be a gain in reality. So when you're thinking about friendships and what a good one looks like, you also think of no jealousy allowed. It's not good to have jealousy in your heart. And if you have a friend who is on a different journey or a different chapter in your life, it's good to congratulate your friend. Let's say you have a friend that gets engaged and you're not in a relationship yourself. I do understand that that might have you thinking, well, why not me? Why am I not in a relationship? Why am I not getting engaged? But this is the perfect time to be happy for your friend, to congratulate your friend and be there for your friend. So no jealousy should be allowed. I know it can be hard. I know it can be difficult because we're all on our own particular journeys, but you have to know that that will come for you in time, and it's okay if that's not happening for you right now. So one thing I have learned over the years is that all of us are on our own journey in life. Like I was saying, we're all on our own journey. We have to understand that the journey that I am on, somebody else is not on. And vice versa. We can't compare our lives to others. I know it is so hard, especially as women, and women when we get to a certain age. And I know for me, it has been difficult sometimes where we kind of want to plan out our life and put a time limit on things and say, well, when we're this age, we're going to get engaged. When we're this age, we're going to get married. When we're this age, we want to have a house and we have a kids. But things don't always go according to plan. They don't go according to the plan that we have in our head and in our mind. They go according to God's plan and life's plan. And we're really not always in control over that. And some of those examples, like I said, could be with career, with marriage, with kids. Things happen in the way or the time that they're supposed to happen. So each of us were on our own path. So your friend might be on another chapter in a path, and that is okay. Just say it is okay. It is okay to be on your own particular journey. Negative friendships or sisterhood. Number one, negativity, constant negativity would be a no-no for any friendship or any sisterhood. Jealousy is a no-no. No reaching out on anyone's end. Sometimes there are those friendships and relationships and sisterhoods where you feel like you're doing more of the reaching out than the other person. You're calling more, you're texting more, you're trying to set up meetups with them more, and they're not reciprocating it. And maybe it could be they're going through something in their own life, and whatever that might be, maybe they just don't have the time. But then you got to think about, okay, well, if I'm putting it more effort into this friendship than they are, maybe it's not the friendship that I should be in. Number four, no support or encouragement. If you don't have that support or encouragement, you might want to reevaluate the friendship or the relationship. If you are constantly supporting them when it comes to their dreams and their goals and making sure that they're happy or doing what they need to do, but they're not checking on you in the same light, you have to think, maybe this is not the friendship that I need to be in. Mission or goals in the future. So sisterhood is definitely valued for Black women, and it doesn't have to be biological. Your sisterhood, your core group of friends, you do not have to be related by blood in any way. Sisters, you can talk to about any and everything. And the thing about a sisterhood in a group is that they bring out the best in one another. They bring out the best in you. Your best qualities are often shown when you're with your friends. And Black women, we struggle, I feel like, with this a lot. We struggle with having those small groups or having those relationships, whether it's being overlooked or we're being questioned for our intelligence, much like kind of how Michelle Obama was treated as the first lady in the White House. When you're in this position of power or just being a Black woman and feeling like you're often questioned and you're getting cut down and you're not being treated well, like, as Black women, I feel like we have to go through so much and we have to prove ourselves and we have to show ourselves, and it can be a lot on us. And then when you're trying to make friends and have that sisterhood and have that group that you want to be supportive and there for you, you don't really have that because everyone is just thinking about themselves and they're wanting to better themselves or get ahead in their own way, but they're not giving back and helping each other. So that is, I just feel like, a daily struggle for us across the board, across the country. We get seen as being this angry Black woman, or we just always have our own opinion and we don't care. And there's a lot that we have to do to be on top and to rise above, and a lot of weight is on our shoulders. So since we are having all of these feelings and we don't have all the answers, we just question ourselves. We question who we are. And as Black women, or just even as Black people, but Black women, we feel like we have to answer questions about our own Black culture just to simply justify being Black and who we are. And we want to be felt or looked at as being genuine and supportive and joyful for one another. We want a sisterhood where we can feel safe and understood and heard. We want that community. I remember Issa Rae. She is a writer and a producer and an actress. And I remember at the 69th Emmy Awards, a reporter asked her a question, asked her, okay, about whether or not, like, who was she rooting for, or who did she want to win tonight at the awards? And her response was, I'm rooting for everybody Black. And when Issa Rae said that, I said, yes, girl, and I applauded her. And I said, I understand you. You're rooting for everyone Black. And it was the same thing I was thinking. It was the same thing I'm sure many other Black women or even Black men were thinking. While some were definitely shocked and didn't understand what she was saying, I understood her and what she was saying. And the same sentiments that she had, I had, and they resonated with me. Because for so long, us as a Black community have had to wait to succeed. Wait to succeed in so many areas of life for so long, or even be considered worthy. A win for one Black creative is a win for us all. And that is what she was saying. So if one sister wins, we all win. And that's how I feel, because it's a sisterhood and it's a bond. So I hope that with this information, you're able to look at your relationship with your friends, your sisterhoods. You're able to reevaluate them and see if they are healthy for you or if they're unhealthy friendships. I hope that you are able to look at yourself and think and say, well, what am I doing to uplift myself? What am I doing to uplift my family, uplift my community? And I hope that, especially with everything that's going on now in the world with COVID, with racism, with a new election that is approaching and coming up with November, I hope that we can just continue as women, continue as Black women and as people to make sure that we have the sisterhood and just keep it going. And I hope that you all enjoyed this episode. I definitely learned a lot as well. And it has me thinking about how I can be a better friend in many of my relationships. And I hope that in the fall, maybe within the next couple of months or so, I hope that I'll be able to get this Mommies and Mimosas Zoom virtual event happening, where us as moms can form a sisterhood and a bond where we can help one another and be there for one another and be supportive for one another. I love you all. Have a wonderful day. Bye.